Hey everyone, it's Thursday, August 27th, and this is the LA Report. I'm Leo Duran. Today, a settlement in the lawsuit surrounding the harassment of the outgoing LA County CEO by Sheriff Alex Villanueva, a new UCLA report finds an increase in deaths among young Latinos, the family of Anthony McClain files a complaint against the city of Pasadena, and professional athletes walk off the field to protest racial injustice. LA County Sheriff Alex Villanueva has been in a running war with the county government, and now the county has agreed to pay its outgoing CEO $1.5 million to settle allegations she was harassed by Villanueva over the past several months. With details, here's our public safety reporter, Frank Stoltz.
This is an unusual settlement. According to the settlement, CEO Sachi Hamai has been subjected to severe and pervasive harassment by the sheriff, mostly because of her efforts to rein in his deficit spending. In one case, the sheriff falsely accused Hamai of denying deputies with COVID-19 their salaries, according to the settlement. Hamai's attorney quoted one social media post following the attack as saying, "Wait till Hamai fears for her life and the life of her family." But here's the most amazing thing in this settlement. The county has agreed to provide private security to protect Hamai from the sheriff and his supporters after she retires on Monday. Ever since the sheriff was elected, he has clashed with Hamai and the Board of Supervisors. On the department's Facebook page Wednesday, the sheriff, Villanueva, called the deal with Hamai a golden handshake that was outrageous during a time of budget cuts to his department.
In the early months of the pandemic, it was commonly believed that the elderly comprised the majority of COVID-19 deaths when compared to their younger counterparts. But according to a new study by UCLA, a new trend is emerging. The death rate among working-age people has been increasing. To explain, here's health reporter Jackie Fortier.
A study out of UCLA looks specifically at working-aged Latinos. That's anyone between 18 to 69 years old. And the researchers found some troubling trends. Working-age Latinos are contracting and dying from COVID-19 at a higher rate than any other race. And deaths for Latinos in their peak earning years, which is ages 50 to 69, have absolutely skyrocketed in the last few weeks. Now, about 4 out of every 10 Californians are Latino, but statewide, Latinos account for nearly half of all the deaths from COVID-19 and 57% of the cases.
The family of a man who was killed by Pasadena police last weekend has now filed a legal complaint against the city. 32-year-old Anthony McClain was shot multiple times by police while attempting to flee from a traffic stop. With the latest, here's Robert Garova.
Yeah, McClain's father, Archie Berry, spoke outside the Pasadena Police Department today. It breaks him down, he's what he said, to have his son lost like this. He said he doesn't see any reason why the 32-year-old should have been shot in the back. Police say they pulled over the car McClain was a passenger in for not having a front license plate. He fled the scene and an officer shot him as he ran. Police released photos of a gun recovered at the scene, which they say McClain had thrown into the street. An attorney representing McClain's father says they believe that whatever weapon was recovered by the city of Pasadena was not actually Anthony McClain's. Carrillo, one of the lawyers on this, claims the shooting was a result of negligent training. He says he's asked California's attorney general to investigate. An attorney representing McClain's sister and grandmother, among others, has also filed a separate claim against Pasadena. And legal claims like these step usually before the filing of a wrongful death lawsuit.
And finally, on Wednesday, professional athletes, led by the NBA's Milwaukee Bucks, walked off courts and fields in protest of the police shooting of 29-year-old Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin. In recent years, pro players have increasingly been using their platforms to speak out against racial injustice. With more, here's host of Take Two, A. Martinez.
So it started with the Milwaukee Bucks. They decided to boycott their playoff game in response to the Jacob Blake shooting in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The NBA stepped in and decided to postpone the rest of the scheduled games, which included the Lakers. Now, the Dodgers also followed suit in solidarity. They didn't play their game against the San Francisco Giants. And the Lakers and Clippers went a step further later that night by deciding to cancel the season if the rest of the league wanted to. Now, it hasn't come to that because as of this morning, NBA players got together, decided to restart the season at some point. They're meeting with the league, the union are all getting together to see when they'll start it up again and under what conditions they'll all play. Right now, it's believed that Saturday, the NBA playoffs will resume. The story has been moving very, very quickly, so TBD on that.
Thanks for listening to today's LA Report. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at laist.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's laist.com/donate. We'll have another report for you tomorrow. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. The LA Report is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe using your favorite podcast app or smart speaker. And for the most up-to-date news around the clock, be sure to check in at laist.com/latest. That's laist.com/latest.